and he can help us out with that, okay? One moment, Dustin.
Oh, hi there. Thank you for holding, Dustin. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And Jill wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you might have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your business, make it as affordable as possible. Now, I know she does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our service, and I'm sure that you're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up on the first page of Google. Do you have questions for me at this point other than price?
So, other than price aside, how long have you been working for that company, Paul?
A little over 9.5 years. I started April 17, 2013.
Are you the owner of the company, or do you just work there?
No, I'm not the owner. I'm the pricing director. I don't own the company. We've been around since 2004.
Gotcha. All right. And from your perspective, you know how you said you've been there 9 years. Sounds like that's good. That's a pretty good job for you. How would you say that you like to work for this company?
I like working for the company. I like that we're able to help businesses get phone calls. I mean, I talk to a lot of business owners that are like stuck paying for leads, or they're not getting enough work. So I like that we're able to help put businesses on the first page of a major search engine like Google and Bing and get calls to them, because that helps them to keep their businesses moving forward and growing.
Absolutely. Another question for you, other than, you know, price. You said this company is called Splash, but you don't work for like Google or anything like that. It's just you guys help broker the deal between, you know, the business owner and all of the search engines, correct? You're kind of like the in-between.
We're a Google
connection.
Partner. Yeah, the name of the company is Google Splash, and we're a Google partner. So about 6 years ago is when Google started actually actively looking to partner up with search engine optimization and digital marketing firms, most specifically really to provide professional management of Google paid ads, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. That's still a very important product that Google does offer. And it's one of the things that we can offer here as well. Although Google raised their minimum required ad spend from $100 a month to $300 a month, so it's not always affordable for some businesses.
Yeah.
We don't always include Google ads. But there's still a benefit to being part of the partnership program. I mean, Google lets us know their local map algorithm and the directories they index. The companies that pop up in that local map, of course, there you get calls directly to you. There's no cost per click or call or job. It's just a fixed flat rate for the service that we provide to keep you updated and optimized into that spot. But the businesses that pop up there, they're simply in that position because they've got more content online that the search engine search for. So as long as you can reassure Google time and again that you're actually in that area providing those services, then you outrank your competitors that don't have that type of content online. So we're talking about almost 70 different directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, dozens and dozens of destinations and directories that most consumers, even most so-called SEO companies, have never heard of. Opendy, Pointcom, Solio, Telmaps, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, that content, while not as well known, is as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So we would certainly create that content for your business. Now, of course, we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. Our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, the business is young, so we try to make our services affordable for younger companies. Our new business rate's actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Now, you're traveling up to 50 miles. I mean, you're kind of right there in and around Seattle. You'd go a little bit farther for the right job. Residential only, so no commercial. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys, a crew?
I got a couple of guys. But you know, like I don't know if you heard earlier, but most of my business right now is all word of mouth, and it's keeping me pretty busy and my crew busy with doing residential remodels and things like that. So I guess how big is the radius? So from is it from
right.
where the business is located, like out from
right.
there, or
yeah
okay.
that's how the local map works. You're PIN verified.
Right.
Google recognizes you're an active business in the local area. Google knows where you're based out of, and your relevance radiates outward from there. Usually about 10, 15, 20 miles. It depends on the area and the industry. I mean, you're in a densely populated area with a lot of competition. You wouldn't get 50 miles really anywhere in the world with a local-only
yeah.
campaign, because you usually have a competitor that's going to be 50 miles away from you and a mile away from the person doing that search, and they're going to pretty much almost always outrank you if all other things could be equal. Usually that local map
yeah.
is good for up to 30 miles at the most. We could target 50 miles, no problem, with paid ads. Like I said, Google ads are minimum
yeah.
$300 a month. Facebook ads are still affordable, $100 a month. It's a fixed flat rate. You don't pay for the clicks. The local-only campaign, like I said, that would just pretty much be for Seattle. You'd be looking at $199 a month as an exact amount. I would recommend including at least Facebook ads, $299. At least that way we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's most profitable for you to be found for those high-end residential clients. So with the paid ads, we're not drawing a circle around you, and we can target exactly where you want those ads to run. So not only does it allow us to expand your coverage beyond what that local map would reach, it does let us to do more targeted marketing for you as well. So there's a benefit to that. And, of course, for your services, I mean, the extra $100, even for the $299, which would be the total amount, you know, one good job would easily offset that cost. You know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even. One thing that I did want to ask you about, because you said, you know, you're not starving for work. First of all, it's not designed for a company starving for work, nor is it meant to inundate you with more phone calls or jobs than you can handle. But Jill attached here the Angie Leads, Home Advisor. That's a very different service. You pay for the lead whether you get the job or not with that. Are you actively using that service? Are you paying for leads right now?
No. I got approached when I started my business by Angie
okay.
Leads.
Got it.
Now, I did initially sign up with them, but then...
Right. You shut the leads off.
I talked to some people in my industry that are doing the same type of thing, and they're like, I don't recommend it personally. So
yeah.
I ended up canceling my subscription with them.
Got it.
And they said, you know, just keep doing quality work and... get your name out there, and luckily, you know, so far, word of mouth has been keeping me busy, but...
You know, word of mouth is great. I mean, if it's just you and a couple of guys, and you're not looking to grow your company, and you've got about as much work as you can handle, or as much work as you want, then, you know, maybe word of mouth is the only thing you need. I mean, word of mouth is the best form of advertising.
If you're not growing, you're dying, so I'm always looking for an opportunity to expand.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to the service, but it's...
Right.
It's not like Angie Leads type of thing, which
no, it's not at all like
great.
That. Yeah, I mean, with that, obviously, the problem with that is it's a shared lead system, and it's one where the numbers
right.
just don't work out. I mean, you know, Thumbtack's a shared lead system, Networks, Crapjack, they're all about the same, but with Angie's, it's not like three or four of your competitors getting the same lead. It's usually six or eight of your competitors getting the same lead. They also
right.
charge more
yeah.
overall. And charge more for what looks like a bigger job. Oh, here's the other one. I mean, Thumbtack will only charge you if you actually speak with somebody. You know, Angie's will charge you
sure.
if you open up the lead. You call them, they don't answer.
Right.
You call them, they hang up on you. You're still expected to pay for that or fight for a credit. And after a while, they say, hey, you've had already too many credits, so no, you're going to pay for that lead. So, yeah, that doesn't work out for most people. But, I mean, I see the profile
nope.
page because you paid the annual membership fee, obviously, less than a year ago because your business is, you know, just a few months old there. You know, word of mouth is
sure.
working for you, and word of mouth is great. It's a great way to grow your company. But when people who don't already know the name of your business, don't know someone who knows you, when they can find you without knowing your business name, when they can just go on Google or go on Bing and type in plumber near me or residential plumbing contractor, or if they're typing in any specific plumbing service that you want to be found for, when they can see your company and see a website that really reinforces that you do what they're looking for, when they reach out to you, when they call you directly. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. People might look at a website or two, but by the time they decide to call somebody, they're already hoping that that person answers the phone, that they're available to do the job, and they're already thinking if the price is fair, they want to move forward with that person, that company, that service. So every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who will be able to use your services again down the road and will be able to recommend your services to someone else. So it's definitely a good way to grow your company. I mean, a lot about it is quite different than what you didn't like about the Angie rates. Again, it's a flat rate. The calls come to you, so you're not wasting time or wasting money chasing down those leads. We would include a website for you at no additional cost. I mean, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, so we definitely want you to be successful. And our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that you're getting those phone calls. I mean, if you're looking for something budget-friendly, I do have to tell you again, a local campaign, while it is only $199 versus $299, it's really just going to be for about a 10-mile radius. You're not going to get 15 or 20 miles, you know, even with a local campaign,
right,
because you're talking Seattle. The more competition you have, the more densely populated it is, you know, the more the proximity to the person doing that search becomes important, and that shrinks down your service area with a local campaign. But we can target 50 miles quite easily, reinforce your placement on the local map. The two of them kind of work hand in hand to get you better return on investment. You'd be looking at $299, it's the local campaign with $100 of Facebook ads. That extra $100 goes directly towards paying for those ads.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know if I want to put myself on Facebook quite yet. Eventually you want to get there. I'm just not ready for that. I'm on board with getting on the local
For me, yeah, I mean, you know, the local map's great, but when someone tells me, you know, they want to be found 50 miles away, I've got basically two options: Google Ads, which are a minimum of $300 a month, or Facebook Ads, which are $100 a month. And for a lot of businesses, the $300 a month is not an option at all, which makes then, you know, Facebook Ads or just do a local campaign, which would shrink down your service area. But, I mean, it's a good way to go. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that need your services. And, you know, I think the up to 50 miles means that you would go for the right job. You know, you don't love going out that far. You're not an Uber driver. You're not getting paid to drive. And if we can get your phone ringing from people closer to home, then that would benefit your company too, right? And it is more budget friendly as well at $199 versus the $299. Website's still going to come with, you know, build, host, maintain, update that website for you at no additional cost. And of course, the local campaigns, the listing that Gilman was talking about anyway, it's what we're required to fill. We can always add Facebook ads or Google ads later on. We are allowed overlap as far as the ads go, but we do try to work with just one business at a time per area and industry, because to be honest with you, the $199, I mean, it's listed on our website at $399 a month with a $299 setup fee. So when we're, you know, reducing the cost of the service, reducing or waiving the setup fee, I mean, it puts us in the hole for that first couple of months, meaning that we're spending more in time, resources, and in some cases the direct cost to create that content, to pay the people to create that content, than you'd be spending with that $199. So although we're not locking you into any long-term contract, we know that our clients stay with the service long-term because it's profitable. Like I said, I've been with the company for over 9.5 years. I do have clients that have been with me from nearly the beginning, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. You know, we are coming up on our 18-year anniversary. One of our bigger clients started with us in early summer of 2008, so it's more than 14 years now that we've been earning the business of extra space storage. You know, they started out with just a handful of self-storage locations, and now they have almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations all on that first page. You know, I'm not trying to tell you you're going to have multiple locations or even hire more guys or a separate crew, but obviously you know that paying for leads wasn't really working out for you. But if we get your phone ringing, you know, you're more than happy to accept that phone call and talk to that person, whether they heard about you directly from someone else who's used your services or kind of got recommended to you by what they saw on Google, it's still pretty much word of mouth or electronic word of mouth. So you're going to be talking to people that are excited to talk to you.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you said your name was Paul?
Correct.
Okay, so you said that the local campaign is only really good for about 10 miles, really doesn't help you out when you can.
Well, it might be about 10, 15 miles. You know, I would be doing you a disservice if I were to tell you 20, 25 miles because, you know, the more competition you have, I want to give you a realistic, conservative estimate. You know, I don't want to promise you the moon and stars, but I want to give you something.
And I don't want that. I want a, you know, as accurate representation of the service as I can. I mean,
Your placement will start with your zip code and radiate outward from there. And the further away someone is when they see your listing and start clicking through your website and start calling you, that tells Google that you're relevant in those places as well, and that's what helps your coverage to expand. The more people who see you and start clicking on your listing, your coverage can grow over time.
Either one of the packages that you get a website with it. So is it .com? Is it a .biz?
Yeah.
It
would be a .com website. I mean, if you wanted, you know, your business name .com, I mean, it looks like in all likelihood we would be able to do that. I'd have to check for sure. But no, I mean, we prefer .coms because .coms are more popular and more profitable. So.
Right,
that's usually the route we go, unless there's a business that already has that website, and if you want to keep that business name, well, that leaves us obviously no other option but to go with the .net or .org or something like that, .biz, .co. If a .com is available, that's what we're going to use.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I am interested in, you know, the company on a search engine of some kind.
Sure.
I know that I can get Google and make myself a business profile and put it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the first step of the process. If you are already PIN verified or work to get yourself PIN verified, we would use that listing. Most of our clients, well, I don't know about most, but I think at this point a lot of businesses are PIN verified, but I think there's still a good percentage of our clients that are not PIN verified yet, new businesses or whatever. But if you don't already have a Google listing, we create one with you as the owner and with us having managerial access. So even if you stop using our service, you are still PIN verified. Listing yourself on Google is great, but since the search habits of most consumers mean you pretty much have to be on that first page, maybe the second page, or they probably won't ever find you, even if you've got a verified Google listing and a website that you made and attached or had Google Business Profile, formerly Google My Business website on there, it's like a digital business card. You still have to tell people what your company name is, what your website domain is, and if it's a Google My Business website, you would never want to tell them what that name is because it's so long and intricate, to put it nicely. But our job is to have you on that first page without people knowing the name of your company. So, yeah, I mean, you can PIN verify yourself. It's a relatively painless process, but it doesn't necessarily get you more business. It does make you more credible, though, for someone who already knows the name of your company. I mean, you said word of mouth is great. I mean, most people, though, they're not going to remember your phone number, but they'll remember your name. So that person who gets that recommendation from their friend or family member now has to Google you anyway, right? So you're going to want to have some type of online presence.
And yeah, that's when a Google business profile on a website will help you if someone's looking for you specifically. But this not only does that, it also helps for the people who don't already know the name of your business. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from that local map itself or from individual directories or from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Residential clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, there's a contact form, so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with.
And can you said something about QuickBooks? Can you say that part over again?
Yeah, you'll have we call it your client dashboard. So 24/7 access to your tracking and your reporting, so you can see where your calls are coming from, how many times you're popping up on that first page, your click-through rates, your impression shares. I mean, there's a lot of detailed information there. Reports are as easy to understand as we can make them, but still quite detailed. It updates in very near real time, several times throughout the day. So you jump on and that information is, you know, current within a couple of hours. So you can see exactly how well it's working for you. We hope all of our clients use their tracking system many times a day. We know that some people just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? And they say, oh, well, I found your website on Google. And people know that we created that content so they know that the service works. But you will get that detailed reporting and tracking system. There's a lot you can do there. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. A lot of businesses are investing in advertising or increasing their advertising at this point, even just for that reason alone. Of course, the businesses on the first page don't really see much of a slow season, but for your services, there really is no slow season. I mean, it's something that people need no matter what, whenever they have that problem. Do you offer, like, emergency service 24/7 or?
No, not 24/7.
No?
But
yeah, that's okay. No, I mean, we want to offer you your services and get you the opportunities for the services you want. I mean, you know, water heater install or whatever it is. I mean, I don't know if you want to be found for, like, you know, drain on clogs and things like that. But, you know, we'll talk to you about your services. We'll talk to you, you know, about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of that in a follow-up call with our technician.
Yeah, so, you know, how long does the you know, setup process take, I guess, now? How long of a phone call is it to set it all up?
So that phone call, we schedule it by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. So sometime in that first half of that hour, we'll give you a call, and then it takes about a half an hour after that. We'll ask you to email us photos, at least in the beginning, and that way we can build out your website quickly. It takes about 3 or 4 business days for us to build out your website, and in that same time, we're going to make sure that we do create the listings for your business. The Google PIN card usually gets you maybe 5-10 business days at the most, but everything's ready to go even before that happens. Of course, that happens through Google's preferred method, which is the U.S. Postal Service. So they'll mail you a PIN card. But you're service-based, though, right? I did see a P.O. box, actually, on the Angie leads. Google won't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. They can be rented by someone outside of town. And when we're talking about that local map, they want to make sure that the businesses are local.
It's not a P.O. box.
Oh, on the Angie leads, it's got you at P.O. box 445, just on the Angie leads.
I don't even know what that is.
It's not the first time at all that
that Angie's has got inaccurate information. Almost always it's got something wrong.
Well, I think what I want to do for now is I want to go ahead and do just the local one first. We can always go to...
Yeah, of course.
So there.
Is the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the one that you want your customers to call? Is it the business number? Okay. And is it the best number also for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay. And I imagine that is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on this number?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. And like I said, when people call you directly, of course, but when they fill out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Of course, we'll also use it for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We'll email it out to you. Most of the time, though, we'll just give you a quick phone call or even send you a text message. Did you have a preference, Dustin, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All three of them.
All of them? Perfect. Yeah, that's good. There'll be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you, we don't reach you, we leave a message, maybe send a text. What is that that email address, business or personal?
It's going to be the business address, which is going to be Salish Plumbing.
Uh-huh.
PL@gmail.com. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me take a look, because I just made it not too long ago.
Yeah,
no problem. Just give me a second here. Pull it up. Yep. So it's going to be salishplumbingco@gmail.com. So salishplumbingco@gmail.com.
And then you did want the business name to appear exactly such, of course, without the gmail.com and appropriate spacing. But Salish Plumbing CO is how you want the business branded online?
Well, it can be, well, that doesn't necessarily have to be exactly how it is on your business
That's
title.
You can leave off the CO if you like.
Okay. We'll just call it, Salish Plumbing Co., but, because it's actually PLLC is the official.
I saw that.
You can still say Plumbing Co. on there.
Gotcha. And then your first name is Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N?
That is correct.
And Dustin, I never got your last name.
Williams.
Okay. Mr. Williams. And then you are service-based, right? There's no showroom, brick-and-mortar, physical location or address that you would want us to promote for your business?
No, not at this time.
You always go out to the customer. Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run from the truck. Even if you had a shop or a small office where you did paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google won't list a physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You're actually just going to be listed Seattle, Washington, not even the zip code, certainly not any physical street address. I do have 98133. Is that accurate for the zip?
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah, it's a home business. So
that's perfect, yeah. And like I said, Google will want to mail you just one piece of mail coming directly from Google headquarters in Mountain View, California. And, of course, that address won't show physically. But what is that street address, Ben?
1204.
Mm-hmm.
North 172nd.
You said 172nd?
Yep, North 172nd.
Is that Shoreline?
Shoreline, that's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that. I'm also required, as we're Google partners, to read what's called a voice verification, Mr. Williams. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis, that we're including a website for you, etc., at no additional cost. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, I am required to read that. But before I do get to that voice verification, that first payment, and it is just $199, there's no setup fee. Is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it just first and last on that card, the business name, any middle initial?
It's going to be Salish Plumbing Co., PLLC, as the name.
Okay.
Yeah, the business debit card here.
Perfect. And you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
4312.
Okay.
3107.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. 3170.
Okay.
Got a little dyslexic right there. 0495.
I'm sorry, you said 0435255195.
5756.
All right. So I've got 4312-3170-0495-5756.
Correct.
And the expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
856.
So 856, 856 on the back. And then is the billing address the 12, it's 1204 North 172nd, and that's in Shoreline 98133. Is that the billing address of the card?
Yeah, 98133.
Okay. Now, Mr. Williams, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. You'll also receive it, like I said, through that automated email, but I'll give it to you at the end. It's actually part of the voice verification, which I am required to read even before I process that payment. So give me just a second to pull that up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I have it as Salish Plumbing CO. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then, Mr. Williams, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dustin Williams.
And you're the owner, right? Or the president?
The owner.
Okay. You're the one who makes the decisions. As the owner of Salish Plumbing CO, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
And then for that business card, the business credit card, ending 5756, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
That's correct.
Silly question. I just have to ask it. As you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask, of course, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent.
So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Dustin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Mr. Williams, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. And we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll be creating that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service and the setup fee waived, and the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 21st of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Dustin, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever if the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you unless at some point you want to add Facebook ads, which would increase it by just $100 more. You have to let us know when that happens. Otherwise, it's just that $199 is an exact amount. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will. No contract, of course. That means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service. Let's say you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation. The service can also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Williams, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Dustin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Williams, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does actually conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute here, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. It does have the client support phone number and hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, one sec.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Dustin, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that specific time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will, in fact, be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, really, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule it by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. So let's see, we're booked out for this last hour. We can do as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow, as late as 3 o'clock. It looks like the only exception would be maybe 12 o'clock. Looks like that's the one spot that's completely booked out. Did you want something as early as 7, as late as 3, somewhere maybe mid-morning?
3.
3 o'clock? 3 o'clock's better for you? All right, so that call's going to be maybe about the same time tomorrow. It's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4, sometime in that first half hour between 3 and 3:30. We'll give you that phone call, and it'll take about a half an hour after that point. If I am available when the client interview technician is available, and I get just a moment's heads up, in fact, I had one scheduled right now at 3 o'clock, and I'm not able to initiate that call. But if I am tomorrow, I'll be on that call to introduce you to your client interview technician. If not, they'll initiate that phone call and take care of you. I did want to do this in case I'm not on that call tomorrow and also for the future moving forward. I want to set up a security question and answer here for you. It's for your protection. Anyone who calls us and says they're associated with your business, even if it's you, we might ask you for the answer to the security question. Anybody who calls you saying that their local Splash or Google will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, they'll also need to know both the question and the answer unprompted. Your choices here are the first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those do you want for your security question?
The city that I was born in.
City you were born in. And what is the answer?
Riverton, Wyoming.
Riverton? Okay, it's just going to be Riverton, not the Wyoming. And that's just one word, R-I-V-E-R-T-O-N?
Yep.
Okay, I have to type it in twice. All right, so you're all set and squared away there. And then we've got that client interview scheduled for tomorrow. And then were you able to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
So is it the initial invoice?
Yeah. So it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlink. And if you click on that, it goes directly to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which is the services that we're going to provide for you, talking about the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
So I see the initial invoice. I can see that. And you wanted me to look for, I'm sorry, what was that again?
So if you're looking at the invoice, the body of the email above that, in the wording there, just above where it says,
oh, okay, I see, I see.
Slash team, so please click here.
Gotcha. I'm on there.
All right. So once you click on that, we are talking about optimizing your Google Business Profile. We will, of course, mirror the content on Bing. It's only like 1 out of 10 people versus 9 out of 10 people using Bing over Google. But that's still a lot of people. We want to make sure you get those phone calls, too. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. There's a small box above that line that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So just the space between Dustin and Williams, D and W, of course, capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things, really. It lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've included the website, that we've waived your setup fee, et cetera. It also allows us to do an additional NAFW audit. Okay, if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can stop right there. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using once your tracking system is activated. The automated system thinks it is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. But in the next couple of days, once we do that client interview and your tracking system is activated, you'll get by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change that password if you like. I can give you the username now. It cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It's simply the phone number that we are speaking on, the business number. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is 206-475-9651. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, that's the catch-all for everything. You can send anything and everything there. Please do, though, just include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. When we do that client interview tomorrow, we'll give you photos at localsplash.com. If you want to email the photos team directly, you certainly can. Other than that, you are all set and squared away for that follow-up call in that 3 o'clock hour. You'll get a reminder email through our automated system at 2 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call. And then in just a second here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. Then it's going to have your username. It's going to have your name and then your phone number. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, I hope I am available. Things get a little crazy towards the end of the day. At that 3 o'clock hour, I may not be available when that client interview technician is ready for that call. But if I am, I'd be happy to speak with you again. Certainly was a pleasure speaking with you today.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, too, Dustin. Mr. Williams, you take care. You enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
All right.